We then discussed a way of getting to the victim. The guide was familiar with the pyramid in which he said the young woman was imprisoned, as it was a question whether or not we could enter by one of the fissures whilst the locusts slept. We had to move swiftly, and so as soon as the shadows fell, we set out to reconnoiter the pyramid. We advanced from the forest to the edge of a small culvert, where the area was lighted with iron torches. It appeared that the funeral pile was built from costly sandalwood and was already saturated with perfumed oil. On the upper part was the embalmed body of the astronaut, which was to be burned at the same time as his widow. Beyond all this, the ground was covered with sleeping locusts. The inner circle guarded the temple, and we could see their green bodies squatting in hypnotic attention upon the sacred statues. These statues lay horizontally, so that the subject could only gaze into the large globular eyes of the praying locust. At this moment I noted that the subjects resembled astronauts, similar to our comrade, who was soon to be burned. The situation appeared hopeless. The locusts, even if they were dreaming, controlled the dream. As I fell into the fissure near the pyramid, I did not doubt my situation. I knew only that I had to rescue my lover from the clutches of these creatures. Regardless of the fact that Buzz was dead and no longer presented a problem. And Buzz was a problem too, let me tell you. On three different occasions he returned home to find me in bed with Julia, and on each occasion threatened us with death. Well, the X he carried meant nothing to me. I had a bomb in my wristwatch capable of killing us all. Within the fissure I found to my horror that the opening led not to the inner sanctums of the pyramid, but straight into the earth. dawn came. From where I was wedged, I was able to hear the resurrection in the slumbering crowd. The groups were wakened up. The beating of tam-tams sounded. Songs and cries burst out anew. The hour had come in which Julia was to die. The doors of the pyramid were now opened. I could see the more intense light which came from the interior, and then the victim, whom two priests were dragging out. At that moment, the crowd was agitated. Julia had fallen into a stupor produced by the fumes of her sulfur. She passed between the locusts, who escorted her with religious cries, moving along the radius of the funeral pile upon which the astronaut lay. Madness filled my eyes, and I fought to free myself of the fissure. I succeeded in raising myself to the grassy verge before slipping again. In that moment, I saw my love in the semi-obscurity, stretched near her husband's corpse, and the star, which emitted a vertical shaft of fire straight into the pile.